This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is this an entire room of bad RSVPers?
Yeah, you guys suck at it.
Don't even start.
You're included in this,
you
sir.
Are... No, here's the thing. Steve's like, yes, I'll be there. He's not going to be there.
I send the money in.
And that's not the same.
You know what? That's worse.
You'd rather have
the
money than me.
If you are RSVPing, yes, and you don't show up, that's
don't
worse.
Do that.
Yeah, that's douchey.
So, you're...
What?
You,
I send money. That salves over everything.
It doesn't.
It does.
Told you. They just want the couple. They don't want you there. They want your money.
No, that's not true. Yes. Like, they want
gifts, presents.
I still.
Ben Frank made it. All right.
That's so dumb, but that's exactly who he says. So there's this woman who writes some. She's writing the new way to, like, tell your guests to F off if they haven't RSVP'd.
Yeah, that's rude to do.
Mm-hmm. This is a wedding specifically.
But how do you feel about, like, for example, your daughter's birthday? Anybody RSVP to that yet?
Oh, did we get... No, I have not. Usually, I have not?
No.
Not bro, either. He sent that to us live on the air.
Wait, so
like
should
a
we
week or so
should
ago.
We RSVP on the air?
We've been getting a lot of texts. People want to know if you guys are coming. So you could just clear the air right now. We're live.
I think apologies to you and AHAC, because that is rude. Usually I'm on it like that.
You have become... Ugh.
What?
You're a little bit of the reply all guy now.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, you are.
Like, whenever the boss goes, like, cool. No meeting today, cool. The rest of us go, like, great, no meeting internally, and that's it. But then Steve's like, got it, boss!
I do not.
Message received.
Steve definitely selects one of the, like, auto responses.
100%.
Like, reply all.
It's rude not to let him know.
No, it's not rude. Yeah. Just don't show up. God.
Steve will auto reply all and then still show up.
Yes, I know. You've done that too. It's like, no meeting today. Got it, boss. No problem. Gonna use the time for personal stuff. And then there he is, at right on time at the boss's meeting. He's like, whoa. You are responding to the text.
I feel like cool or got it. Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
It's proper etiquette.
No, it's not. Not on that, but on TX daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
But that's looser than a wedding, right? Because a wedding, you need like a definite head count.
For
you
sure.
Need a seating chart. You need to know how many meals you're going to be serving and stuff. A party is a little looser. You can come and go as you please. But people do want to know if you guys are coming or not.
So I will be there.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a moral dilemma. This is, I don't want to get into all the details of it, but I have a friend who's getting married in Mexico. I did not RSVP, yes.
Ooh, that destination wedding, especially.
Yes. Mm. But I did book the hotel and the flight. And his whole family knows I'm coming.
Wait, you're not letting them know in case that their party sucks? That way they...
No. I booked it and his dad.
You're gonna go.
I'm friends with his dad.
But you're not going to the wedding.
I am going. I'm going. Like, this is where it gets weird. I'm definitely, I booked everything. I've paid for everything. It's like less than a month away. Gulp. I never RSVP'd, but they all already know. Some things have come up in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And I can't go.
It's like personal? You guys are banging heads now?
No. Just personal things in my life. I have to help my parents out with a couple of things.
Okay.
During that time, and I cannot go. So I've been trying to get together with them and go, hey guys, I'm not going to be able to come. And they just asked me to officiate the wedding. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And I'm like, dude, I can't, not only can I not do that, but I can't come. And it's like,
I'm sure if you explain to them the reasoning, they'll understand.
I did, but you know the person I'm talking about, I think.
Yes.
Oh, they're narcissistic.
No, he just doesn't take, he's
an enabler.
And he constantly jokes about everything and he won't stop. And it's like, and he's just like, all right, so I'll just move you off the seating chart. I know you just don't want to sit with this one family. I'm like, dude, it's not that. I legitimately can't go. I cannot go. I physically can't go. And I canceled my hotel today. I had to. If I didn't cancel by tomorrow, I have to pay for it anyway. So
this couple might not be able to get married if they don't have an officiant.
Somebody can stand up there and just do the blech.
No.
Shut up. I'm not flying down to Mexico and leaving my parents high and dry just to go like, bleh!
Yeah, you can't.
But I've completely hijacked the subject. But here's the thing. The RSVP, should they have asked for an official yes from me? Or is it just implied because the dad saw me book the hotel? Like,
no, you should let them. You have to let them know.
Good. Then since I haven't let them know, they didn't count me on the head count. Bob's your uncle. I don't have to care.
No, but they know that you booked the flight in the hotel. That can be assumed.
They don't know you canceled.
I think that one's okay. If it were local, no.
Well, now I've told them no, so hopefully everything's okay.
No.
Good. Okay. Anyway, we were talking about this woman with the RSVP thing. She's basically saying, if you're a slacker and you haven't RSVP'd, you send out a note that says, guess what? You snooze, you lose, you can't come.
Yes.
Yeah, the date for RSVPing has passed. You didn't respond, we'll miss you, basically, is what they're saying. And I think it's a little passive-aggressive.
A little.
I don't mind it.
It lets you know that we went out of our way for you. You stood us up, and now we're going to let you know.
It shows we have to move on and continue the whatever process.
What if it's your mom? What if it's somebody that you know is going to come, and they're just like...
I think you still need to like do one check.
One check what? Because
like,
the woman who did
reminder.
The woman who did this said she had to call 500 guests.
Okay, that's bunk.
Who didn't respond to her wedding. So that means she probably had 750 guests invited to her wedding. Mm-hmm. And 500, and she had to call them all and go, hey, you coming? You haven't sent your...
You know what? That's on her for not knowing who her true friends are. She's just sending out to anybody thinking that the...
We're all friends with T-Yak, but we've all left him high and dry right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... It's just... RSVP.
I've gone through it because when I got married, I remember it was very frustrating getting people they wouldn't RSVP, and you're like, please, we need to know. And then you're like, we swear, we're going to be good RSVPers. And when it's not your wedding, you're not. We've done the same thing. It's like, it's just not the focal point of our life, your wedding. I understand it is of your life right now, but it's not of ours. So that's why I agree with Aaron. I think you deserve at least one more like reminder.
Even though they
like,
sent you an envelope with a stamp. I mean, for this dude's wedding, I have on my counter a yes, no thing and a pre-stamped envelope.
I know, but there's so much more. It's like, well, can we get off work? Are we traveling? Are we bringing the kids? Are we leaving them? Are we getting a hotel? When are we coming back? Like all the, we'll look into it. And then it gets put on the counter somewhere and kind of forgotten about. Yeah.
So that's where the reminder is good. If you don't respond after the reminder, boom, you're done. We're moving on.
So can I come to your...
No!
Stay connected with Slacker and Steve anytime, anywhere.
The app lets me listen anytime I want.
I love to listen at work, in the car, and when I'm at the gym.
Stream the show live or download the podcast right now.
Download the free Odyssey app from the App Store or Google Play.
You gotta download the app.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.